Here we go. It's a Saskatchewan quickie. From the cab of his half ton in the back pasture, here's Quick Dick McDick.
Back out to Tufnell, Saskatchewan we go. Quick Dick McDick, how's your December going?
Well, Ben, I'll tell you what, it has officially turned into winter, which is good. You know, it's cold, there's a little bit of snow kicking around. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's winter time. Well, yeah, we knew it was coming, right?
Look
at your calendar, it's coming. But I'm going to tell you what, Benny, how come everybody just rejoices when winter is so long coming and then it finally shows up, but then all of a sudden the calendar flips over? It wasn't even the 1st of December, Ben. I heard some Christmas carols being snuck in on the 30th of November.
Yeah, they do try and squeeze it in, hey?
I might be like a combination between the Grinch and Scrooge. I've been accused of being that guy. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't mind the odd Christmas carol, but I like to start hearing them somewhere around the 22nd, you know? Because then it's a gentle reminder to get ready to go do some Christmas shopping, you know? 22nd, 23rd, maybe go down to the gas station, see what they got kicking around. But I've come to the conclusion, Ben, that we've got this backwards with this whole Christmas thing. Technically, if we look at the real reason of Christmas, if we want to go for the real reason of Christmas, shouldn't we technically just be singing happy birthday and getting cake?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
See, I think we're overcomplicating things here, Ben. We could sing the easiest song that exists on the world once, have somebody blow out some candles, clap, and then move on with our day. But here we are, killing a bunch of trees and buying a bunch of stuff made in China, maxing out our credit cards. I think we're losing it, Ben.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus. I got you a gift certificate and some lotto tickets from the gas station.
And in all reality, somebody's going to have to blow the candles out on this person's behalf because, you know, they're not around anymore. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too far into it, Ben, but that's just how I see it.